And it was today, the day I was waiting for. Well, I should admit, it was specifically this exact moment. The doorbell just rang again, but I really wished I could wait a little longer to make sure it was ready. Quickly making sure my clothes were impeccable, I took a deep breath to calm down and open the door. He was right there, waiting to see me in a shy smile. We both stand there looking at each other, having one of those awkward moments when no one has anything to say. And then he suddenly says, "Hi, what are we doing?" The two of us started laughing right after. We got our feet back on the ground. Well, well, if it isn't my dear spy. I say in a funny voice, giggling. That feeling when your target doesn't mind you spying. He tells me back, and we both laugh again. "How have you been?" I move and hug him, laying my chin on his left shoulder. "I've missed you." "I've been well, thinking about you a lot." He hugs me back carefully for a few moments. "Oh, that's so nice." I tell him, blushing, "I guess we should go inside, though." And so, we both entered my house. He had used a bit of cologne, and his hairstyle made him look a lot more mature, along with his nice clothes that he was wearing. I tried not to make it obvious that I wanted to take a moment to stare at him, because, oof, he was really hot. On the other hand, the one who could use some help was him. His male instincts are not forgiving, I guess. His eyes just kept going back to my chest, no matter how many times I saw him try to get them away. Poor thing. But I guess that my plan of forgetting to wear any bra was working better than expected. "Do you like them?" I asked, just to scare him. "Wait, what?" He asks, and clearly startled, and with a blush. "And the paintings, do you like them?" "Oh, yeah, and they're very nice, yes." He answers, probably very confused, but relieved. There were a lot of oil paintings throughout the house, sometimes picturing beautiful landscapes, others mythical creatures, but mostly nature-themed, every single one of them with my signature at the bottom right corner. He's really observant, considering that he noticed it in the first of the paintings he approached for a better look. He quickly glanced at the next, and the next. And then he looks back at me with white eyes. "No way. I didn't know you painted. These are incredible," he tells me. "Praise me more." I tell him back. I am at a loss for words. I didn't know what to say to you. "You dummy." He smiles at me, waiting for my reaction. "That can save you for now. I wonder what would happen if I decide to wait until your words come back." I look at him with a smirk, and he can only look back with his "yeah, right" expression on his face that makes me giggle. I really like this playful atmosphere we make every time we talk. It relieves me so much after university classes, as we walk to our homes together. My smile never leaves my face when I'm with him. I guess I look forward every day to the moment I can talk to him and listen to all of the weird and unbelievable life stories he tells me. And that's the kind of person he is. Even if he sometimes acts too smart, he still knows how to be fun and open and to care about small details and, well, to be himself in front of me. It was really shocking to realize it was the first time I thought about it. Since he used to smile at me every day instead of approaching me and opening to me. After talking a bit more, we decided to start things. So we went to the kitchen to get some drinks. He sat on a table, a bag, and that contained something in it that looked like a box. It turns out that it was a nice looking cheesecake. Covered in strawberry sauce and topped with cherries and kiwi fruit slices. We took each a big slice and went to sit on a comfy sofa in the living room to eat it while watching a random movie. At first, we just decided to go with a romance movie. But after a few minutes, we realized that the bad ratings had ironically a good reason to exist. So we changed to a nice film of a young girl that became friends with a dragon that hatched from an egg she found, and together managed to save the whole kingdom. After that, I tricked my little spy into trying to sing Largo Ad Factorum from the Barber of Seville opera. I was laughing and giggling almost uncontrollably, as I heard him trying to mimic and keep up with those in Figaro's and voice tricks. Moments after, we found ourselves sitting side by side, still laughing while looking at each other. How did we move to end both like this? As realization came, the laughs and giggles gradually faded. And all that was left in the room was still us, along with calm silence. And so, what do we do now? I ask him on purpose, just to make him feel awkward. You don't want another cheesecake slice? He asks me instead. Not really. And then, another movie? Or a series? Another movie? Are you not tired yet? And just when he was about to give up, I let my giggles take over me and he realizes I was just toying with him. And just as he props his head over his hands and looks at me as if to say, seriously? His eyes went from my face down to my chest, and staring at my breast and lingering there for some time. Before realizing what he was looking at, he tried to cleverly act as if he was looking somewhere else in the room, moving his gaze slowly away, looking at one of the paintings for a moment. When he was convinced that everything was okay, he tried to look back at me, only to find me looking back at him with a knowing smile. Wow, you really like them that much? Yes, and the paintings are so beautiful. It really seems that you'd love to have a better look. And when I said that, he maybe started realizing he was caught. But I had no intention of letting him get away so easily. So unbuttoned the chest part of my blouse, until I got my breast to pop out. His eyes went wide open, and his face turned beet red right after. He tried to say something, but the words were just stuck. Moments after, I better realized what I was doing. And I blushed too. Well, do you like them? I asked, turning my face and looking away. I had lost all the confidence I had so quick. I'm sorry, I just wanted to fool with you. I started quickly apologizing and was about to cover myself up again. I was shaking now, but he noticed I was starting to become a nervous mess. It's okay. Don't you ever have to worry about you. You look. You really are beautiful in every way I can think of. Really? He went down and kissed me on each breast, on the curve just below each of my nipples. He then took my face with both hands, and as gently as the night breeze turned it around, until we were both looking at each other's eyes. I love you no matter what, and I will always love you. He really understands me. He loves me. He just told me he loves me. As tears streamed down my cheeks, I put my arms around him, pulling him into a kiss. And we kissed and kissed again and again, one kiss after the other, because I love him. I love him so much that only my kisses can now tell him everything I want to. Every smile, every apology, every wish. And every good night.